listening to the Mascot Wedding Show. Music is not working.
Man, nothing's working.
Hello, David.
Hello, Mac. I think this. I think today is cursed.
Oh, really? Why do you think that?
Nothing's working.
Yeah.
And I'm in a foul mood, as you just experienced seconds ago. And I actually murdered a family of five on the way.
Wow.
Wait, what's it called when you do it on accident?
Manslaughter.
Okay, no, I murdered them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, they were just getting on my nerves. I was in line to get a cheeseburger, and they were giving me attitude.
Huh. I don't know if I like that story.
Happy Valentine's Day, Mac.
Happy Valentine's Day. Tell you what, give us just a second here. And you're listening to the Mascot Wedding Show back on the air. Thank you very much, Chuck Freeman.
Yay, for Chuck.
Solving our headphone problem, which was awesome. Thank you very much. So, yes, this is my name is Mac.
I'm David.
That is the false start. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, the fastest 30 minutes in radio, now the fastest 24 minutes in radio. This is the show where we open the phones to the community. And anytime you want to call in today, that phone number is
472-5667, 472-KOOP.
And it is another open phone Thursday edition of the Mascot Wedding Show. And this Thursday is unlike any other Thursday, David.
That's right.
What day is this today?
Day before I pay my bills.
That's correct. Also, Valentine's Day.
Dave, what's that?
Yeah, it's something that the government created in the 1960s to quell race riots.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. And Valentine's Day. How do you feel about that?
I feel very nervous. I was wondering why my girlfriend was strangling me when I woke up this morning.
There's an obvious joke. I won't make it there. Well, actually, I'll make it. Why is it different from any other morning? Because I don't know. Ugh.
Well, here's the even worse news. The other day, I bought one of those Vermont teddy bears.
Oh, those are the worst.
I bought one for myself, though.
Oh, no.
Oh, I hope she wasn't expecting one.
You know, thank you for mentioning those things, because I secretly wanted to talk about them.
Did you now?
No, I mean, people are going to be like, oh, this is the lamest segue into it. But I didn't have anything prepared for the opening segment here.
I haven't seen Mac in 2 weeks.
Yeah, but no, I really hate those Vermont teddy bears.
Yeah.
Because it's like a toy. It's like a stuffed animal.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Aren't we? Do people still like? I mean, it's like a toy. We're adults. Don't get me a toy.
Yeah, I think people have actually shown disdain for those teddy bears. I don't know if I don't want to. I don't want to offend somebody right now clutching their bear going, I like mine.
But, well, you know what? If you like yours, be secure in your likeness enough to hear David's rant. Go for it.
I've only heard hatred spew out of the mouths of people when even talking about teddy bears. Present company excluded. I've heard this from many, many sources. They have no idea why people still receive animals of the stuffed variety in life.
Yeah, like, what are you supposed to do with that? Say you got flowers, they look nice, and they last only so long, and you can throw them away. Candy, eat it.
Yeah.
I'm an adult, and I'm an adult lady, let's say.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. And I get a teddy bear with a t-shirt on it that says, like, I love woo. I was like, what do I do with this?
I think you're just supposed to stare at it as it stares back at you, judging you silently for the rest of your days.
And I can't throw it away because then you'll be mad at me.
No, exactly. You can't waste a perfectly good bear.
It's like, why are you throwing that bear away? That was my Valentine's Day gift from me to you. You do not love me?
But the flowers already died, and I already ate the pot roast you made me. So, circle of life. Let's get rid of the bear.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But no, these Vermont teddy bears. And you know what else is Vermont known for? Maple syrup?
Yes.
Early primary? Is that Vermont? Or is that,
I think so.
Is that New Hampshire?
Harsh winters?
Yeah, there you go.
Angela Bauer.
Angela Bauer. Who's that?
From Who's the Boss? Oh, that might be Connecticut.
How do you know? Is that where they like were from?
That's where she lived, but she commuted to New York to run the Bauer Agency.
What was the Bauer Agency?
It was an ad agency.
Oh, I like how they're still clinging on to the mysticism of like ad men. You know, like, well, besides the show Mad Men, you know, there's Bewitched.
Yeah. I like how they're still trying to incorporate jobs in sitcoms, Where it's like, because really, like, if you watch Friends, I have no idea what they did. They just sat around all day. Like, Seinfeld, I know he was a comedian just because I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the other three, you're just like, George, what was George's last job on Seinfeld? Do you remember?
After he left the Yankees?
After he left the Yankees.
Ugh, I don't know. 472-5667. If you know George's last job. So, got any big Valentine's Day plans? I think Letters from Iwo Jima is on AMC tonight.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it might be.
Love Letters from Iwo Jima?
Is that the name of it?
It's the version I'm going to make.
All right, well then, no, it's the actual movie.
Yeah, I got to do some research on Iwo Jima. I got to find out why that place is so romantic.
Not a version that you're going to make.
Oh, right.
So do you have any Valentine's Day plans?
I do, but I don't want to give them up.
Oh, are they secreting a surprise? A lovely lady?
They're not a surprise. Well, now I'm building them up. They're not a surprise, but I don't want to put the disappointment out there. It's a very mild, just sort of quiet evening.
Who's going to be disappointed? Does she know them already?
I'm going to be disappointed. No, she doesn't know them.
Oh, okay. Well, then there you go.
Yeah.
So you've just kind of done the opposite of what you were.
We're going to Red Lobster.
Because
you, are you happy? We're going to Red Lobster.
You're like, I don't want to release the Valentine's Day plans because I want her to delay her disappointment is what you pretty much just said.
Well, because it's one of those things where like...
Are you seriously going to Red Lobster?
No, we're not going to Red Lobster. Not anymore.
Well, because I was going to mention that because we're...
Chuck loves Red Lobster.
Hey, I like those cheese biscuits.
Look at him go.
Plus, they're...
I will need some.
Plus, it's funny you should mention that. For folks that don't know, we're broadcasting not from the usual co-op headquarters.
That's
true.
We're
broadcasting out of a studio graciously loaned to us by Intercom.
Yes.
And because of this, we have to bring on a corporate sponsor.
Yeah.
And this week's is actually Red Lobster.
Oh.
Yes.
You don't think they're going to be mad that I just kind of diss them right now, do you?
Well, I remember Craig wasn't speaking to us because of last week. Craig is the guy that coordinates our sponsors.
Craig and I had some differences of opinion on how we should handle the sponsorship. I said we shouldn't, and he said some expletives.
And you threw your keys at him, though.
I did throw my keys at him.
Yeah, and it looked like it caught him pretty good.
Well, it caught him pretty good.
Right in the eye.
Yeah, I was pretty happy about that.
Yeah, he wasn't.
Well?
I'm surprised you're doing a show this week.
I still haven't gotten my keys back, by the way.
They're in the tree if you ever want to go climbing up in there and get them.
See, I this is why I don't like Craig.
Well, not much we could do about it now.
No. Could you help me get my keys?
Well, that's a long way up that tree. He threw them there.
Yeah, he did. But I haven't been home.
Well, I'm really not dressed for it.
Well, tomorrow?
Yeah, what time?
I don't know, like 3?
No, I'm busy. What about later?
Like how later?
5:30?
I can't do that.
Where have you been sleeping?
I've just been at the Red Lobster.
I love those biscuits from Red Lobster. Those are pretty good.
Yeah, the floor in the kitchen is nice and forgiving. Perfect for sleeping.
Hold on a second. Let me get this out. Hey, David.
Yeah?
What are you doing for Valentine's Day? This is almost like what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, is it the ad copy?
Yeah, it is. Oh. I mean, no, it's not. Well, if you're looking to make that date extra special, may I suggest the Golden Harvest of the Sea, currently found at Red Lobster's Crazy Shrimp Deals.
Oh, man, Crazy Shrimp Deals at Red Lobster. Mmm! That sounds like a taste treat from the Seven Seas.
David, it said hold the for 5 seconds.
I can't do that. That makes my lips tickle.
Look, your keys are in the tree already. Can we just do this? Get it done with?
Okay.
It's the only way we can keep the studio.
Can I just take it from the
Yeah, yeah.
See, that doesn't sound sincere.
I'm gonna skip ahead. Red Lobster. This Valentine's Day and every day. All right, there you go. Now we can just put that away, get on with the show.
But thank you to Intercom for this lovely studio.
It's great. I love shrimp deals.
This is maybe top 12 worst Valentine's days ever.
Well, I'm top 12 worst Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
You know what? I used to really dislike Valentine's Day when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Because I'd be like, oh, great, another like day that reminds me I'm alone.
You were thinking about this when you were like 11?
Yeah. Well, let's say 14 to 23.
I'm the loneliest boy on the swings.
Pretty much. But then, the worst. I'd rather be alone than have, like, the new relationship start out on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
That's always pretty awkward. Because then there's, like, the, oh, geez, you know, I've been dating you for a week. Like, what is that? What's going on there? Like, you know.
Yeah, I feel bad for those people who, like, start dating in, like, December.
Yes.
You know, and February comes up. It's really the first true test. And you're like, yeah, I've been together 2 months.
That's 2 months. You may still be, you know, going at, like, a freight train in terms of your relationship. But, like, if you really, if you start dating in January, you're not even sure you like this person.
Okay, yeah,
and
that's
you're
true.
Already like, oh, Valentine's Day, what do I do?
Yeah.
What am I doing there? Yeah. If you got some stories you want to share with us, or if we're even still on the air.
Ooh, or if you need love advice.
Yes, you can call us at
472-472-5667.
5667. Hey, David, let's pay some bills.
Let's do it.
All right.
And I believe we got ourselves a caller. Let me try to figure out what I'm doing.
Hello?
KOP, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Chief Leo Spetsnik. Pass me through to McCanrahan.
I'm sorry, who is this?
Come on, quit screwing around. This is Chief Spetsnik. I need you to pass me through to Detective McCanrahan.
I'm sorry, this is Co-op Radio. Who are you trying to reach?
What? Trying to reach McCanrahan.
No, you got the. This is a radio show.
Look, this is Chief Spetsnik of the Sunken Valley Police Department. All right. What number is this?
This is 472-5667. This is Co-op Radio.
Is this 47261?
No, those are only five numbers.
What?
Yeah, you dialed a phone. You're on the phone right now dialing.
Yeah,
me.
I know that. All right. This is the chief. All right. Well, I'll tell you. Have you seen McCanrahan around?
There's no McCanrahan here. I have no idea who you're trying to reach.
Come on. He's a take-no-prisoners rogue cop, plays by his own rule book. McCanrahan, have you seen him?
No, we don't. Are you looking for a cop?
Who is this? Are you from Internal Affairs?
No, this is David. You're from
Are you working for McCanrahan? Are you his payroll?
Who's McCanrahan? What are you talking about?
McCanrahan. He's a detective. I'm looking for him.
No, this is a radio show.
He threw a witness down a flight of stairs today, just to get him to talk.
He threw a witness down a flight of stairs?
Yeah, I need to tell that guy what's his business.
Wow, hang on. So, okay, I'm sorry, I'm trying to piece this all together, because I'm actually a radio show. I have nothing to do with the police department.
Wait, so you're on police radio?
No, I'm on just regular community radio. I'm on co-op.
Yeah, police radio.
What is police radio?
Well, we have our own radio station, our own police radio station.
No, you're on the phone right now calling a radio station, a regular radio station.
Yeah, that's what we have. In Sunken Valley, we have a police radio station. It's like a regular radio station, but we run it by the police. This isn't you?
No. Like, what kind of music do you play on a police station?
Oh, we play all kinds of stuff. You know, we have a lot of pro-authority songs, a lot of aggro rock, anti-crime rock, a lot of pro-justice hardcore. I mean, it depends on the show.
Wow, that's some pretty severe stuff.
I mean, if you were to flip over right... What time is it? It's like 3:30?
Yeah, 3:21 right now, yeah.
If you were to flip over right now, you'd probably hear our kids' show.
let me get this straight. You have, what'd you say, pro-authority songs, anti-crime rock.
Yeah, well, it depends on the hour. I mean, it's a free-form station that is run by police.
And now
you... know, it's kind of... We had to bust this one station for, drug enhancement. They were making crack extra addictive. And so, we bought their station, and, a couple of the fellow officers and me have been making a hobby out of it. It's great.
So you impounded the radio station, and you've been using it for...
we own it now.
Well, you own it now. Let me ask you this. How does a radio station go about making crack more addictive?
Well, that's what they were doing. I'm not narcotics. I'm just the chief.
Okay, so they've been convicted of this already?
Yeah, they're in jail.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't know when their court date is, but they're in jail right now, so that's good enough.
All right, well, let's go back to this McCanrahan guy. You said he threw a guy... So, wait. What exactly did he do?
What exactly didn't he do? A man's a loose cannon. You know, I'm always cleaning up his messes.
Like what kind of messes?
Well, recently he was chasing a drug dealer, right?
Okay, yeah.
And he saw him, he thought he went onto a school bus.
Okay.
And so McCarahan shoots out the wheels of the school bus crashes.
Oh my goodness.
Next thing you know, I got an entire pediatrics ward full of kids with broken arms and missing feet.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it is terrible. You know who's riding my ass, getting me a call about it? The mayor.
Well, that's no good.
Yeah, it is no good. That's why we had to take care of it.
Yeah. Wait, you took care of it? I mean, because I haven't heard about this at all. Like, I didn't see this on the news or anything.
Yeah, I mean, you might have seen the report about the school children, but well, here's the thing.
Okay.
If McCarahan shoots a tire off of a school bus, all his kids get hurt. Kids got to go to school the next day, but I lose my job.
Right.
However, if we take a bag of PCP, plant it on the school bus driver who's dead, kids go to school, I keep my job. I keep being out there busting bad guys.
Let me see if I get this straight. To cover up a story about your rogue cop shooting out the tires of a school bus and injuring a lot of school kids.
Yeah.
Am I right so far?
Correct.
To cover that story up, you planted PCP? You planted
PCP? Yeah, it's standard police procedure. We just threw some PCP at him.
You planted...
How do you know this?
No, I don't know this. How would I know this? I'm not a cop.
How long have you been on the force and you don't know how we operate here in Sunken Valley?
I'm not on the force. I just told you that. I'm on a radio show.
You're on a radio show?
Yeah. I'm on the Mascot Wedding Show.
Is that one of our crime rock hardcore station shows?
No, it's I'm not crime rock. I'm not pro justice hardcore, I think you said.
So wait, you're not on our police station?
No, I'm not.
And you say I dialed 5 digits of a phone number?
No, I didn't say that. You said you dialed 5 digits. I said you dialed a 7-digit phone number.
All right, well, that's kind of embarrassing. I thought you were one of us. I thought you were one of the boys in blue.
No, I'm not. I'm just a dude hosting a radio show.
All right, what's your name?
David.
And your last name?
Hada?
Is that Hada?
No, it's Jara. It's a hard J.
All right, listen up, David. You're a smart guy, right?
Sort of.
Hey, you're real smart. Tell you what, do me a favor and don't tell anyone that I told you those things.
Hey, you remember when you first called in and I said you're on the air?
I'd hate to have to plant some PCP on you.
You're gonna plant some PCP on me for what?
Just keep it under your hat.
No, you're on the air right now. This has been going out to tens of people.
I'm being broadcast over the air right now.
You're being broadcast over the air right now.
Go ahead and press the dump button. I can't let this go out over the air.
There is no dump button. This is live. This is live radio.
I need you to dump the last 8 minutes of conversation we had.
No, are you not listening? You didn't listen the first time when I said you're on the air. You haven't listened when I said I'm not a police DJ. And now you're not listening. This is live. People can hear this.
Which people? Who's listening to this?
Whoever wants to listen to. It's a regular radio station.
All right, what are their names?
I can't give you their names. They're listeners. I'm not going to turn over names.
All right, look, you better start cooperating, pal. The sentence is going to be a little bit longer.
My sentence? For what?
PCP possession.
For the PCP you're going to plant on me.
Yes.
You know what? Good luck, pal. Good luck planting PCP on me. Cause
I don't need luck. Where do you live?
I'm not telling you where I live.
What town do you live in?
I'm not telling you that either.
You live in Sunken Valley, don't you?
Yeah, no.
Perfect.
That's okay.
Let's just say that Mr. David Hada, Jara, I wouldn't be surprised if when you're going home and you turn on the news, you find that your house is the factory for most of the PCP in the Southwest United States.
So you're going to put PCP in my house?
Hey, I'm just doing regular police work, buddy.
How is this regular police work?
I got a tip that there's some PCP that you were making it.
From whom? Who did you get this tip from?
One of your listeners.
Which one?
Give me his name.
No, you give me his name.
I need some names. Come on here, David. Be smart.
I'm not turning over names.
You got to be smart, buddy. All right, you're looking at least 25 years.
Wait, what did you say your name was? You're the chief of police for Sunken Valley?
Oh, no. I'm not a chief of police.
What is it, Spachelnik?
No. This is a prank phone call. I got you.
Wait.
You just got, this is Jimmy Trix from Police Cop Radio 104.2.
That's not even a real station.
Sure it is. You just got tricked.
Here you go, Steve, Chief Spachelnik. You are the chief. And I think he hung up. All right, so what have we learned today? We've learned that Valentine's Day is cursed, that nothing ever goes right on it. And we've also learned that by the time I get home to my house in Sunken Valley, there will be a den of PCP in there. And I'm most likely going to jail. So great. All right, so this has been another just draining edition of the Mascot Wedding Show. For more information about the Mascot Wedding Show, including podcasts of previous episodes, and information about myself and Mac Blake, you may check out mascotwedding.com. As for what's coming up next, it's Slappy Pinchbonham and his odd preoccupation, which we never actually figured out. Anything else I'm missing before we go? No? I have no idea what the song is. This day is a mess. Let's just get out of here. We'll see you next week. When the girl of your dreams takes a girl.